Jema. So there is a question which is a very important practical question, that we say that divine is in everyone, in everything and everywhere. But it's so difficult, especially when you meet certain people, and how to deal with them. What does it really mean that the divine is everywhere and in everything? Does it mean that whatever people are doing, we have to just take it that, you know, everything is divine, but it will create a problem of confusion of dharmas. Should I listen to divine in X or should I listen to divine in Y? So first let us be clear that there are two aspects of the divine. One is the essence and the other is the manifestation. In essence, the divine is everywhere and in everything, and it is logical, because if the divine, the source is not there, it will collapse. So he is there even in what is ugly to appearances. Okay. So what is he doing there? There comes the truth of manifestation. Now, as an essence, divine is like a static presence. He is in everything. Therefore, we should hate nothing, we should despise nothing, we should condemn nothing, we should not declare that this be so judgmental about anything, because divine is in everything. But then, manifestation is about the dynamic movement of the divine in time and space in creation. And there, the movement is always forward towards a greater and greater manifestation of the divine. Now we can look at it through certain images. So one image that I am very fond of when I come to this understanding is that the way the idol of Durga is made, or the presence of Durga is installed. I don't know whether many people may be aware, I have spoken about it, that the mud is collected from some 27 places or something like that. I may be wrong about the number. One of them is a brothel. You have to get mud from there also, otherwise you cannot, it's not complete. Meaning thereby all the states of consciousness, all the levels of consciousness have been brought together. Now the making of the idol is going through different stages. Now if you say, ask, what is this? Somebody would say, Durga ji ki murti, and say, add ban rahi hai, it is in the process of making. But it is not yet Durga. So it is Durga and not yet Durga. See the beauty of it. It is Durga, but not yet Durga. It is Durga in the making, in the manifestation. But how it is Durga? Because the idea behind is Durga. All the people are working to build an idol of Durga. It's still in the ideative realm, it is a reality. In the world of manifestation, it is far from that. Different hands are joining, making. Finally, a time comes when the physical form is ready. Then again, there has to be installation. Then it is Durga. So the same thing is about creation, also about man. We are all divine in the making, in different stages of making. Some are like the mud lying in the brothel. Does it have a destiny? Yes, it has a destiny. One day somebody will pick it up and put it in the making of the Durga. At a larger level, I am saying. Others are already chipping is going on. Still others, the mud is being dried. So we are all divine in the making. So this part, if we understand, we'll understand at least of the world play, why there is evil, why there is all this, is in the process. Now comes another problem. So how do I deal with it? Now it's very interesting, if we look at our own life, very simple. In our own life, there was a stage, I am sure in anybody who has crossed 30, 40, definitely, when we were comfortable with things which we never even thought or dreamt is not the right thing to do. Strange. We were comfortable about it. And we also thought that we have turned towards Mother Aurobindo, everything is fine. Then slowly we evolve. So what happens? The change, where does it take place? The shift takes place inside first. That no, this is not consistent with the ideal that I am living for, isn't it? Then this shift begins to put a pressure on the outer nature. I am compressing zip file, huh? What may take a decade or and slowly the outer gets changed. So when the collective mind of the race begins to feel something is evil, that means it is ready to discard it. When the collective mind begins to imagine an ideal state, that means that state will embody one day. It may be imagined by all kinds of people. We want a world without boundary. These are all very, I mean, I'm not saying these are some very big ultimate truths that way. I mean, but it takes the mind, holds of the mind of the race. See, some of the poetry by the Beatles, it just took in the Western world. In India, similar poetry came about an angst, about people saying, Aaj chal ke tujhe main leke chalun, aise aise gagan ke tale, aansu bhi na ho, gham bhi na ho, jahan pyar hi pyar chale. This search for the ideal started. Before that, positions were fixed. So slowly positions began to shift because inner shift took place. So what is going to happen tomorrow is decided by today's thought, will, aspiration, even if outer conditions are hopeless. Look at children today and you will know the future. It's not that they are living an ideal life, no. They have their own nature. But this truth has begun to declare itself through imagination, thought, idea, feeling. And it will grow strong, the idea of Durga ultimately expressing to the image. So this is the second part we need to understand. It's a world in the making, it's a transition process. Naturally, making of Durga idol or presence may be 3 months or 6 months, but making of a new creation will take, well, you know, 3 centuries. So that's how we have to look at it. Now comes the third question. So how am I to act? Everybody has got problem now. So there we have to see, you may be God, you may be God, you may be God. What you are doing is your business. How you are dealing with life is your business. I will deal according to what the God within me demands. That solves the problem. So Arjun, okay, Bhishma is doing what he has to do. It's not his business to see that. Who Bhishma is, who Droni is, who what Karna is doing. Arjun must do where he stands and what is the command within him. And that comes to the same point. We have to become aware of the psychic being and its arj within us. It takes time because the messages get diverted, get mixed up, emotions come in the play. All kinds of things will come. The mind will give justification for perpetuating the old way of life. But still, slowly, because this is the truth which has become active, it will emerge. You just can't help it, if today or tomorrow. So we'll see many things which are already shifting in this world play. Today we may not understand it, even call it as evil. But this evil is a good in the making. There are two kinds of evil. Good in the passing becomes evil, like the authority of the ego. Divine has broken it. Sorry parents, but it's not going to last. If parents expect that children will, Jairam ji ki pitaji, mataji, it's not going to last. Not because anybody says so, because the truth of tomorrow has already decided to break it. It's not that there was any movement. Can children create a movement together? No, they can't. But it is a truth emerging from within that we don't. We'll accept whatever is true. That does not mean harshness. It means we love you, care for you, respect for you. But as far as our life is concerned, let us make our own choices. You can give us your suggestions. That's fine. You have a right to giving suggestions. You can give. To listen or not is my right. So this, I'm just saying that the shift is taking place in that direction where subjective age of mankind, its dangers, problem, we'll not discuss that, but that's how it is going to take place. So the old consciousness is going to go. And the divine has broken. This new truth is emerging. And another thing where you can see is in relationships. People often ask, and this is a perpetual problem. The relationships, even as the institutions of tomorrow, have to become very wide. An institution is not just an educational institution. All kinds. Even family is an institution. They have to become wide, supple, and more space to each other. More based on freedom. This is happening. Isn't it happening? You can't stop it. All time that I am, that kind of commitment and all this, yes, it's important, but it will emerge from a different, now on a more stable ground, not on a pure, you know, social pressure you are doing things, but now it will come from the core of the heart, truth. So this is how times are changing. It is taking place everywhere. Educational institution, they have to become very wide. You can't put that format, how many marks you got in your ISC, gone. That's why movies like 12th Fail have such an appeal. So it's going to go away. And mother is pioneer here, educational institution, they don't give degrees. And people often ask this question, how do children manage? Incidentally, most of them do very well. It's the way of the mother. And slowly people are going to understand that, well, an educational institution, strict format, are you going to take physics, chemistry, biology, are you going to take mathematics branch, core engineering, all this is going to be shattered. See, now children are coming up with such innovative ways, ideas, and I have so many stories, interesting stories. So institutions have to become wide. They have to allow lot of space, inner space to grow, and they have to become lot more that freedom. That's how, because this is the need of today. And it's not about one person or second person. What children need is guidance, so that this freedom, when it comes, this wideness, they don't end up destroying themselves as a result of it, because they don't understand what's happening. It's the angst of time which is changing. So when the time spirit breaks the old, many things go away, even which are apparently good. So mother speaks of that, that there are times of confusion, because the old world, old social order, which held things in a particular way, they are dashed, smashed to the ground, and it's, you may have any intellectual opinion about it. People, when Sri Krishna says in the Gita, is very interesting. So Dhritarashtra says, tell me Sanjay, what's your take on it? He says, one thing I know now, wherever there is Krishna, wherever there is Arjuna, victory is going to be there. So what does Dhritarashtra, the blind king, says? I know it. This Krishna is the root of all problems. See, Arjun was so nice. The fellow had actually taken down the bow. See this Krishna. Because of him, he has picked up the bow again. I don't like him. I hate him. You may like, you may dislike. It doesn't matter. Krishna's will is Krishna's will. You may curse like Gandhari cursed, but God's will is for going to be fulfilled. The only wisdom today is to tell the divine in all sincerity, let your will be done. This is the only wisdom. Because this will is beyond human comprehension, and try to align ourselves as much as we can. It's difficult. But to the extent that we can, to this will inside. That's a whole yoga in its own right. And leave the world, leave the rest. What X is doing, Y is doing, is the divine working within them. Different vigra of Durga may in the making, but essence is divine. So I may be called upon tomorrow to fight, maybe verbal, thankfully we don't fight with javelins, but frankly javelins of word are far worse, but doesn't matter, it's okay. Sometime now children fight with their parents, no, and people are very unhappy. In our time, our parents just looked at us with their eyes and we were silent. Now you see these children, they don't say that, dad, I'm you know, can I go? No, I'm informing you. That's it. Good. Again, it's not about good and bad. That's how it is going to be, because that's the will. So this is how things are changing, and the ground below your feet is being taken away. If you are unhappy, all the worse for you, you are going to fall. But if you know that this ground was not the ground on which I was supposed to remain forever, then you'll fly. These are the two options. That's what is going, flowing in the true sense of the word. Flowing with the evolutionary current of life. So, all is God. But I have to act based on what God within me dictates. All is God. Does it mean that in Israel and Palestine I'll have no sides? Maybe God is neutral in me. But maybe God says, stand with Israel, I'll stand with Israel. In somebody else, God says, I stand by Palestine, your problem. your karma. You may be my brother or sister, doesn't matter. Maybe we stand face to face. I've seen people actually getting divorced, husband and wife, over issue of Russia and Ukraine. And very strangely, the man writes to me 2 months back, all gaga about his wife and she's so wonderful and everything and very nice. After 2 months, he says, it's so horrible, we have decided to separate. Why? Because she supports Russia and I support Ukraine. So see, this is so interesting. It's okay, this is God's place, nothing is forever. That's why when husband and wife fight, never intervene or give your own judgment. Okay, because after some time they'll be together. And you will be the one who will suffer. Because both will come together and say, this is the fellow who tried to separate us. Don't pass judgment. In fact, you laugh. When you grow, you laugh. You know, all these are at one level childish things. Because we have a goal of realizing the divine. But in the process, if somebody stands in the way of that, in my own path, or in the path of the collective march of mankind, well, I stand. You may think I am wrong, fine. You have a right to your opinion. I don't want to change your opinion. So this is how we should live life. It's not about this is perfect, this right or wrong. Each one is evolving. You'll make mistakes. Maybe my view at some point was wrong. But at least if I have the sincerity and the seeking, I'll reach that point where, in any case, these are relative things. They change over a period of time. There's no absolute truth about it. So she says about the world situation, 16th August 1969. Finally, mother says this, volume 11. I am fully convinced that the confusion is there to teach us. What is it going to teach us? He says, how to live from day to day. How beautiful it is. I may have been angry with you today, but tomorrow I can always say, it's okay, bro. Fine. So beautiful to live life like that. Oh, how can I? You know, you're all rigid. I've seen some people carrying grudge all their life. Even on deathbed, and I wondered, yaar, abhi to chhod do. I've seen people die, but not give up their grudge, and it's so sad story. Two people who loved each other on the deathbed, are yaar, jaane do shanti se, you also will be fine, it's okay. Say a proper goodbye, at least. So anyways, it's okay, each one's business. How to live from day to day, that is to say, not to be preoccupied with what may happen. When people pass prediction, no, third world war, this war, that war, I ask them, by the way, you have become a, you know, Trikaldarshi. No, no. Do you know what's going to happen in your life after 1 hour? People are predicting. And I have funny stories in the field of medicine. I haven't seen people. Oh, if you don't take this medicine, if you don't go through this process, we can't help you. Are you don't help, Baba. Somebody will help. You are not the only fellow who can help. I mean, this arrogance should not be there. Yes, you can say this is my limitation. That's how I say. I'm sorry, but I'm only trained in this stupid medicine. Whether I believe it or not, I have to use this. This is my only thing. But let people explore if they want to explore. Who knows? The world is so wide, so many lines along which divine works. Who am I to decide what is going to help each one? So this gives the wideness. Not to be preoccupied with what may happen, what will happen, just to occupy oneself day by day with doing what one has to do. That's all. That's why mother said gossip and all this, because why? You are strengthening. You are making it more difficult for the work of the divine. It's okay. At some point something happened and you responded because that was your angst. Do you carry it all your life? No. So that's how we should grow. I have seen after Auroville, I met some of these old people. I won't name. So some of them are still alive and some have gone. So when I used to meet them, they would say, you know, this fellow is coming to meet me today. I said, okay, good. He said, there was a time when we were almost having murderous hate for each other. I couldn't believe it. But see, now we are friends. I said, that's good. That's working of the mother. And there's true stories. People who wanted to kill each other out of anger. So if somebody saw at that point of time and saw them meeting today, they can't make sense out of it. Things are changing, evolving so fast. So she says, just to occupy Abu Dhabi, can you imagine Abu Dhabi, the Muslim community of Abu Dhabi, I mean the Sheikh and all that, have broken their fast on Ramadan day. Where? In the Hindu temple. And he is literally embracing and saying, thank you for bringing this spirit of harmony. I mean, it's unimaginable. What can Krishna do? If he can do this, then... And this is a true thing. You know, in all the videos, the speeches, everything is there. They are breaking their fast, taking prasad, literally prasad, going there in the temple and taking prasad. I mean, if Krishna, everybody's mind ultimately. So we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe Saudi Arabia will turn Sanatan Dharma. Going by the trend it is taking, it doesn't seem unlikely. Because we don't know what is happening in the heart of people. Maybe some people are feeling, oh, this is outdated, let's move forward. Maybe money will compel. Maybe oil wells will dry up. 100 ways of the divine. So she says, don't preoccupy with all that. All thinkings, pre-plannings, arrangements and all that are very favorable to much disorder. You are fixing God's play. Don't play God. Do what at this point you have to do. What may happen tomorrow? Let's admit in all humility, only He knows. To live almost minute by minute, to be like that, attentive only to the thing that is to be done at the moment, and then to let the all consciousness decide. We can never know things even with the widest vision. We can know things only very partially. Very partially. So our attention is drawn this way and that, and still other things are there. By giving great importance to things dangerous and harmful, you only add strength to them. To keep thinking of Third World War, to keep thinking world is going to come to end. I don't know how many times the world has ended. 2000, there was some K2Y or Y2K. Then again 2020, all these doomsday. Now there is another Bhavishya Malika. Suddenly people have come. 29th March, the latest. First it was 9th March. So I had a little bit gastritis. 9th March is the culprit for my... I was having a laugh. Somebody said, what happened to you? I said, you don't know? 9th to 11th March was a dangerous day. So in me it expressed in this way. There was esophagitis a few days. I couldn't eat properly and I took it as a blessing so that I can be on some simple diet. Okay, that was not there. So whatever came. Then now it is 29th March. Big planetary transition. Okay, yes, these things are happening. Nobody can deny. But ultimately they are being driven by the divine impulse. That's all that we need to know. And if the divine is there behind all, even destruction will pave the way to the new creation. That's all that we need to know. So she says, you only add strength to them. When you are assailed by the vision of such disorder and confusion, you have to do only one thing, to enter into the consciousness where you see only one being, one consciousness, one power. There is only a single unity and all that is taking place within this unity. Not just that God is within all is within God. He is holding the reins everywhere. In Hindi we say, bachche, bachke kahan jayega bachchu? Where will you run away? He will catch you wherever you try to. And all our insignificant visions and knowings and judgments and all that is mere nothing. It is microscopic in comparison with the consciousness presiding over all. Therefore, if one had the least sense of the reason why separate individualities existed, one would see that it was only for allowing aspiration, the existence of aspiration, of this movement of self-giving and surrender, trust and faith. This is what we are meant for. This is what we should do. It is all that is needed for you to become that in all sincerity and intensity. It is all that is needed. It is all that is needed. It is the only thing that stays. All the rest, phantasmagoria. Okay, so we can stop here. Thank you so much, Emma.